He took a seat across from her, steam rising from his cup.
As fine as I'll ever be,
she frowned, tapping her toe on the ground, her hand warming up to the cup of tea. She closed her eyes, breathing in mana from the air and the chair on which she sat, weaving them inside her mana veins like little cyclones of storms inside her body. Red veins protruded on her palms, heating the cup.
Gotta keep it hot, after all.
You know, sometimes I wonder if these gifts of ours were designed for war, like we so often use them,
said Adam, pulled out his palm and absorbed mana from multiple sources, showing his mastery of castery and snobbery. Temperature changed to a draft, cooling down just a little, but not enough inside Camelot's lobby to draw attention. Truly, a master at snobbery. A little black western jackdaw chirped in his hand, fluttering its wings for the first time, and dove from his hands, fluttering as it flew up and out the nearest window on this fine occasion.
Was there a point to that?
Don't keep me in suspense, Bridget frowned. No, he forced a laugh. I found something.
Adam, she cried. What in God's name is going on? I'm in the dark. I want to know what's going on, and these goose chases are taking us nowhere.
There was silence in the lobby, and many casters inside, male and female of equal ratio, trained their eyes on her, clicking their tongues as they ignored the outburst. Adam's lips curled downward into a disapproving frown.
I'm sorry, she said, picking up her tea again.
It's fine, he replied.
Huh, no, it isn't.
I've told you everything I know. I have you in meetings with me, discussing these matters. Because you speak your mind and without restraint, I do trust you, and that you are no stranger to tough decisions. We own the whole world, and yet here we are, clueless about any of this, which implies someone on the inside wants something. But what? There's no way anyone, no matter how hopeless, would go through the desecration of creation.
But isn't it outside the realm of possibilities? She said, calming her nerves. That's what scares me most.